Welcome back to the podcast. Today is Monday, August 4th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. This is probably going to be the, well, hopefully, going to be the last podcast from the field. We had our first pickup of the first half of the group about 2 hours ago. We're hoping to see the helicopter back here maybe in another hour to get the last five of us. Initially, the plan was to get all nine of us out on the first helicopter and then have it come back for more of the supplies, but I guess the pilots decided that we were going to do something a little different. So there's five of us sitting here with about half the supplies. And we've had beautiful weather so far, and it's still blue skies all around, so looks like we should hopefully be able to get out of here. But since I last spoke on Friday, we've had a couple new things. We finished the excavations Friday afternoon and started backfilling, which is when we return all the dirt that we've taken out back into the holes, so we're not leaving giant gaping holes in the tundra. So that was just a couple days of pretty much hard labor, but went off pretty well and had relatively good weather for it. That was pretty ideal. Also, over the last couple of days, we've been able to see an Arctic wolf has taken some interest in the camp. She must have smelled the food cooking at some point. And so for the last couple of days, she's sort of been hanging out at the edge of camp. She seems to be, well, we think it's a she. And she seems to be, you know, fairly skittish. We're guessing we're probably the first of, or among the first people she's ever seen, and it's the first Arctic wolf that any of us have seen, even the more seasoned veterans. She's probably just waiting for us to leave so she can go find whatever little bits of food we've might have left behind. She's not quite all white. There's also a little bit of a gray patch on her. She'll back away when people get closer to her, but she also hasn't been completely scared off. But in addition to the wolf, we've also, last night, a few of us were able to hike up to a mountain that was more directly overlooking the beach, and it really just gave us an incredible view of the whole site, probably the best aerial shots we've had of the whole Cape Grinnell, and it was a really excellent sort of final night in the field. I guess that's about it. I'd like to take this chance to thank everybody who put all the work into this. Hillary Hook, who's been at Bowdoin, has put a lot of time into making sure this all gets turned into a podcast from my leaving messages on her answering machine. So thank you, Hillary, and everybody else at the museum. And also thanks to all of my colleagues here who've come on and told us a little bit about what they're doing. And thanks to all of you guys for listening. I really appreciate everybody taking the time to do that. And I guess that's about it. Thoroughly glad to have had this experience, and wouldn't have traded it for anything. So, thank you.